Hello and welcome back. Now we're going to discuss accounting oversight. In 2002, the Sarbanes-Oxley Act was passed. The act was passed as one result of the large losses the employees and investors from accounting fraud situations involving companies such as Enron and WorldCom. The act created the Public Company Accounting Oversight Board. The PCAOB is what they're called. The board consists of 5 members appointed and overseen by Security and Exchange Commission. The board oversees and investigates the audits and auditors of public companies and can sanction both firms and individuals for violation of laws, regulations, and rules. The chief executive officer and chief financial officer of a public company must now certify their company financial statements. Corporate audit committees, rather than the corporate management, are now responsible for hiring, compensating, and overseeing the external auditors. Tax services. CPAs often provide expert advice on tax planning and preparing federal, state, and local tax returns. The objective in preparing tax returns is to use legal means to minimize the taxes paid. Almost every major business decision has a tax impact. Tax planning helps clients know the tax effect of each financial decision. The management advisory services or consulting. Before Sarbanes-Oxley, management advisory services were the fastest growing service area for most large and smaller CPA firms. They frequently identify projects for which it decides to retain the services of the CPA. However, the Sarbanes-Oxley Act specifically prohibits providing certain types of consulting services to a publicly held company by external auditors. These services include bookkeeping, information systems design and implementation, appraisals or evaluation services, actuary services, internal audits, management and human resources services, broker, dealer, and investment services, and legal or expert services related to audit services. Accounting firms can perform many of these services for publicly held companies they do not audit. Other services not specifically banned are allowed if pre-approved by the company's audit committee. In contrast to public accountants who provide accounting services for many clients, management accountants provide accounting services for a single business. In a company with several management accountants, the person in charge of the accounting activity is often the controller or the CFO. Management accountants may or may not be CPAs. If management accountants pass an examination prepared and graded by the Institute of Certified Management Accountants, an ICMA is their acronym, and meet certain other requirements, they become certified management accountants. The ICMA is an affiliate of the Institute of Management Accountants, which is an organization primarily consisting of management accountants employed in private industry. For this reason, companies hire CPA firms to conduct exams. They're called independent auditors. Independent auditors of the CPA firm check some of the company's records by contacting external sources. For example, the accountants may contact the bank to verify that the cash balances are correct. Not-for-profit organizations such as churches, charities, fraternities, or universities need accountants to record and account for funds received and disbursed. Even though these agencies do not have a profit motive, they should operate efficiently and use resources effectively. Approximately 10,000 accountants are employed in higher education. The activities of these academic accountants include teaching accounting courses, conducting scholarly and applied research and publishing the results, and performing services for the institution and the community.